Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Having noble thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to us accordingly. As Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I respond to my servant according to his expectations of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I respond to my servant according to his expectations of me. Note, the hadith has very broad connotations and it spurs one to have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith also refers to a person who performs righteous deeds and hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept it, or fears the punishment because of which he avoids sin, and then hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would save him from the punishment. Having baseless hopes is wishful thinking. A person cannot break the law of a country by committing a murder and thereafter hope that he will not be prosecuted or punished for the crime. This thinking is fundamentally flawed. Yes, a person can abide to the law according to his capacity and then hope that he would not be incriminated for anything he was unaware of. Many people blatantly disregard all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mockingly cite a hadith of this nature where they distort the meaning of the hadith to suit their fancies. Such people await a terrible shock when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them to task on the day of Qiyamah. They should strive to honor the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being fearful of his punishment, and then hope for his pardon and mercy for the flaws in their righteous actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and let us keep this hadith in mind. Allah ta'ala says, I respond to my servant according to his expectations of me. Allah ta'ala give us.